Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thinking about an act, whether good or bad, does not mean the person will ever commit that act. For example, there are individuals who think about committing adultery, but who never engage in sexual immorality. Their thoughts about adultery may be simply fleeting thoughts, or they may lack the opportunity to engage in promiscuity, or they may be afraid they will be caught. The probability is, in most cases, that one is able to tell himself or herself, "I know adultery is wrong. I resolve with God's help not to sin against my God and against others by engaging in what I know is morally wrong." All of this says that one must guard his thoughts very carefully to prevent their leading him into sin. What if one thinks good and wholesome thoughts? Will those thoughts lead him to do good? I'm sure most of us would answer that last question in the negative. Occasionally, thinking about doing good does not mean we actually do good, although that is a step in the right direction. That was Paul's reason for speaking of whatsoever things are of good report, and then saying, "Think on these things." Paul was encouraging Christians in every age to keep their minds focused on the good, the worthy, and the noble, since such thoughts would surely lead to one's following biblical ideas and ideals. The expression, "whatsoever things are of good report," does not appear elsewhere in the New Testament, although a similar word is used in 2 Corinthians 6:8. The word in Philippians 4:8 means primarily uttering words or sounds of good thought. It has to do with fair-sounding expressions. Paul was speaking of the kind of behavior where those who observe it can say, "Well done." He used a different Greek word in describing the kind of widow the church can and should support, but the meaning appears to be similar to what is taught in the Philippian letter. Please listen carefully. "Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works." What kind of good works did Paul have in mind? He provides the answer. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the saints, and if she have diligently followed every good work. 1 Timothy 5:9-10. There is a great story in the book of Acts which illustrates the point Paul was making when he spoke of the things which are of good report. Tabitha, better known as Dorcas, lived at Joppa. Luke describes her as follows. "This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. Dorcas became very ill and died. After her friends and fellow Christians had washed her body and prepared her for burial, they stood by the Apostle Peter weeping and showing the coats and garments Dorcas had made." Acts 9:36-39. Her good works are well spoken of even today, some 2,000 years after she died. They will be remembered so long as the world continues, and even throughout eternity. If we are going to engage in good works, we must begin by thinking about them. Thinking about them does not mean the good works will get done, but that is where we ought to start. We should read our Bibles to learn what God expects us to do, and then get busy doing it. Jesus provides a very impressive list of good works in Matthew 25. Feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in strangers, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and those who are in prison. Jesus said, "When you have done it unto these, the least of my brothers, you have done it unto me." Matthew 25:35-40. We thank you for listening today.